Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 and welcome to another Sunday. Well, God has blessed Minister Sheila and I to be on the air that we can have Let's Talk. We thank each and every one of you who are listening to us early this morning and those that are listening to the archives. We are truly, truly, truly thankful for God, for your faithfulness, even if this is your first time being a listener, for joining in and praying with us and for us based off of what God has given you concerning us individually, our ministries, our legacies, our families, and just oh so much. So I'm going to turn it over to Minister Sheila. Minister Sheila, can you please lead us in prayer and share whatever the Lord has given you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, for another day. Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. I can't thank you enough because I know without you, we would not be here today. I'm going to say if any background noise, excuse me this morning. We're doing a little organizing here. But I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. I want to thank Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser for the means of the program. But as I said, I want to thank God. I want to thank him and thank him, thank him and the Son, Jesus, because it was for them, the Father and Son, that we are here today to worship and to praise and to live and love another day. Father, I give honor to you, the head of my life. I thank you for blessing me and others, the world that you have awakened this morning to praise and to love each other and to worship them. Lord, I ask you to bless us all, to let us know you are our life. You are the head of our life. You are here because we have a life. Won't you thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I want to thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas. Thank you for Pastor Troy Thomas. I want to thank you for Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright, Elder Kathy Kendall. I want to thank you for Minister Brandon Kaiser. I want to thank you for myself. I want to thank you for my sons, my daughters, my sisters, my brothers, my granddaughters, my grandsons. Lord, I want to thank you for the world that you have blessed for another day. I want to ask you to bless us all and to let us know we are here to help and to worship and to love each other through you, for you, and cause of you. Lord, I thank you for waking us all up this morning. I cannot thank you enough. So I can just say thank you, because I know you are here. We are here because you are here with us. Lord, I thank you to bless all the young men, women, children, babies, elderly men and women, just the people of this world, to bless us and to let us learn and to worship and want to learn more about you and to worship you and to follow you into the kingdoms of heaven with joy, love, and understanding. I thank you to bless this government, to understand we are here for the people and other people, not just for our selfish ways, for our little tension tantrum, the things as to you are here for the world, for the United States of America, not just for self-preparations. You are here to help and to learn what is needed for the people to survive on this earth that you have blessed us with. Lord, I thank you. And I just want to thank you and ask you to help and send heavenly angels and people of knowledge of you, Lord, to teach us to help those that have no knowledge of you, and to help the ones that have some so that we might learn more and understand more and be able to live more unto you. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you. I thank you for Dr. Serena Wright, Elder Kendall, Pastor Troy Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, and his wife and family, Minister Sylvia Kaiser and her family, Dr. Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and her family, and me and my family. Lord, I thank you to bless us all, and I ask you to bless everyone, no matter what we're going through, financial health issues or whatever, to bless us, to help us to understand that you know what's best for us. What we might want is not always what's needed for us. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to lead us to the righteousness and to the rightness and to remove all the demon devils and all the corruption and all the harm and danger that's coming over, to bless our kids and take us safely through the day and night, and to let us understand we are only here today because you chose to let us have another day. I call it another day, of another birthday, another day. It's a new day of life to understand and to understand what is right and what is that you want us to do, not what we want to do, but what we need to do through you, and to love and to understand and to worship and praise the name of God our Father and His Son, Christ Lord Jesus, because if it wasn't for the Father and Son, we would not have a life to live. I want to thank you, and I want to thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to bless each and every person on this earth that you have chosen to love and to give life another day. And thank you, and thank you. Amen. Back into your hands, Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. You know what I love about that song? It increases my need of my own self-sufficiency and what I want or what I can do, and it brings it back where it's supposed to be. In God we trust, the power of God, the anointing of God, the love of God, the worship of God. For they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And it started off, the verse was that he's seeking those that will worship him. And it seems a little backwards. Why is he seeking us that worship him? But it's not. Because we should be running after God in such a way that he would not have to seek such to worship him, but we would be right there at his feet, worshiping him. You know, it talks about in the Bible about how Jesus would go here and he would go there, and there was crowds there seeking after him. Are we still seeking after him? Or are we now thinking that we've got it all together? Well, I'm going to deter from that subject for a moment. Sometimes we forget whose we are and who we are. Many of us know that Black History Month is something that they celebrate in America, but in actuality, it's more than a month. It's a life, a daily life, where we're to celebrate the history of our ancestors, Black, white, Indian. Some of us are mixed with quite a few things. So it amazes me how people are in denial of their history. So much so they might change the spelling of their last name. I'm not going to get into that either. That's a whole other message in itself. Some people change their names because of the things connected to that name, the criminal activity or things of that sort. Some people change their name because they get married or something like that. Some people change their name just because they want to change the spelling of it. They haven't really changed it, just the spelling of it. Some people change their name because they wanted to be something that they believe that they created instead of staying connected to their legacy. And, you know, people can do whatever they want to do, how they want to do it. But you want to know one thing? One thing you cannot change, whether you change your name, your address, your body image, and where and who you associate with. So you may change your where, your what, your why, your how, and your who, but you're still you. So if they check your history, you'll still be you. If they check your birth certificate, whether it's the original or that which you've changed, you are still you. You may say, well, I don't even have a birth certificate. You're still you. You may say, well, I don't even know my whole legacy, my bloodline, but you're still you. In the Bible, they talk about who begat who begat that person and this person. Do you know your legacy? Do you know how important your legacy is? Who your mother was, who your father was, who your sisters and brothers are or were, children and children's children, your aunts and your uncles and your grandparents and your great-grandparents. And they have, like, sealed births and things of that sort, and they don't know. So it may appear that they're the beginning of their own legacy. But whatever it is, let's know that the true legacy of humanity is not the Big Bomb theory, but it was God saying, let us. Did you know that? Did you know that that is part of your legacy? Well, it appears sometimes that we have forgotten. It appears sometimes that we're so busy thinking about the Big Bang Theory and all that, we forgot that God created us. And he created us to fellowship with him. So why is it that we want to call on God when we need something? But we forget that Genesis 1 and 27 said, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. It says God created. Let's get into a few other scriptures dealing with legacies and generations. Psalm 78 and 4, and we will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming of generations the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. Joshua 4, 21 and 22. And he said to the people of Israel, when your children ask their fathers in times to come, what do these stones mean? Then you shall let the children know Israel passed over this Jordan, a dry ground. Psalms 145 and 4. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. John 15 and 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask Father in my name, he may give it to you. Part of your legacy. Philippians 4 and 9. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Legacy of peace. Exodus 25 and 6. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, and punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to a thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Generational. Make your choice. Is it going to be the punishment, or is it going to be the blessings of the Lord and the love of the Lord? That's the inheritance to your generations. John 21 and 25. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself would not contain the books that would be written. My. John 17, 20. 25 in a summarized statement would say, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. So we want to believe. We want those that are in our lives, our families, our siblings, our parents, our loved ones, to believe in the Lord. Psalms 103:17. But the mercy of God is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children. See the mercy of the Lord. The reverence of God is to be passed on from generation to generation. I know we're thinking about passing on houses and cars and money and things of that sort. But the love of God is to be passed on from generation to generation. Israel passed on this. Jerusalem passed on this. America, what are you passing on? That's a whole other message in itself. Isaiah 37:35. For I will defend this city to save it, for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. Is that what God is saying? Is he saying he's going to defend Chicago, the Wee area, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Illinois? Is he saying he's going to defend the DMV area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Chicago, going from the states to the cities, Hillside, Cleveland Heights, Toledo, yes, as he's saying, and he's going to do it because of, call out your name, because of his servant, Cecilia. Because of his servant, Sheila. Because of his servant, Sylvia. Because of his servant, Sandra. Because of his servant, Linda. because of his servant, Tony, because of his servant, Margaret, because of his servant, Cynthia, because of his servant, Molly, because of his servant, Lula, because of his servant, Lula, Lula, and Eula, because of his servant, is he going to defend the city? Is he going to bless the city? Because of his servant, Anton, because of his servant, Truman, because of his servant, Freddie, because of his servant, Joy, because of his servant, Monty, because of his servant, Paul, because of his servant, Brandon, because of his servant, Stanley and Stan, because of his Carlton, because of his servant, Pinky, is God going to defend the city? Because of his servant, Billy and Minnie, because of his servant, Uncle Bucky, because of his servant, Uncle George, because of his servant, Uncle Isaiah, because of his servant, is God going to defend the city? We're talking about a legacy. John 17:20-25, neither pray I for these alone. We're saying that again. For them also which shall believe on me through their word. What words have you spoken of belief in God, reverence of God? One more time, Isaiah 37:35. For I will defend the city to save it, for my own sake and for the sake of my servant, David. Put your name there for my servant. Put your name there for my servant. Put your name there. Deuteronomy 6:5-7. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall teach them and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. The legacy of the word of God, the legacy of the promises of God, the legacy of the will of God, the legacy of the way of God according to his word, the legacy of God. 2 and 2. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, and trust to be faithful men who will be able to teach others. Are you teaching others about the word of God, the greatest legacy of all, that he sent his only begotten son so that you and I should have a chance for eternity with God, not separated from God, but with God? Some people are in that particular place right now. They're did what they were supposed to do. They said what they were supposed to say. What's going to be on your curriculum vitae? What's going to be on your tombstone? Not the one that's in the cemetery, but that stone, that thing that's written on your heart. How will you be remembered? Some people have been talked about, they've been lied on, they've been misunderstood, and that's what people remember. But God knew that person's heart, he knew the truth. And sometimes what we think the person is going to be remembered for, good or bad, is not how God's going to remember them. So remember that Jesus is making intercession for each and every one of us while he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. Psalms 112:1-3, in a summarized version, says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and that delighteth greatly in his commandments. 2 Peter 1:12-15, summarized, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though he know them and be established in the present truth. Jesus is the truth. He is the way and he is the life. Exodus 25:6. Thou shalt not bow down thyself. I'm talking about bowing down to other images again. And serve them, for the Lord thy God, he's jealous. God visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate him. I have to keep coming back to this because you don't understand that sometimes what your rejection of God, part of a legacy that you left, and that's not a good legacy. But if you accepted God and you loved him and you adored him and you were thankful and you were grateful and you were forgiving and you were kind and you were a peacemaker and you were joyous in the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. You have the peace that surpasses all understanding. You know that that God is everything. He's in control. He's the hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces from generation to generation. What are you leaving your family? Yeah, I'm not talking about the car. I'm not talking about the house. I'm talking about the fear and the reverence of God. It's amazing when I see the people of God that go on to be with the Lord and to see their children and their children's children loving God with all their might. Oh, my God, what a blessing. Because not only are they going to be blessed in the natural, but they're going to be blessed in the supernatural. And sometimes the houses and the cars may seem like that's what it's all about. But have you seen the peace? Have you seen the joy that that person has? My God, I thank you. Have you seen the thanksgiving that that person has? Thank you, God. Have you seen their ability to walk in forgiveness and love, unconditional love, not being content and being part of various scandals and isms and schisms and bewitchings and of that sort, but they're walking and demonstrating the love of God like their mother taught them, like their father taught them, like their sisters and their brothers taught them, like their children taught them, like the men and women of God taught them. They're practicing discipleship. They're sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ so that it would be spread abroad even more so. 4:11, and all the people that were in the gate and the elders. If we could even learn how to respect our elders, that's a whole other message too. The disrespect that seems to be normal for the elderly. I mean, not getting up to give them your seat. What is wrong with us? Not opening the doors and chivalry, not even be thinking that it's beneath you because you say yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, or even your tone when you're talking to your elders. What's wrong with us in America? That's a whole other message. Back to Ruth 4:11. And all of the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the women that is come unto thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthy of Ephratah be famous in Bethlehem. What are you famous for? Are you famous for, I'm just saying, are you famous for speaking your mind instead of speaking the mind of Christ? Are you famous for how people, even if it's just one person, sees how disrespectful you are to your spouse, how they see how disrespectful you are to your parents because of this sense of entitlement, because it's acceptable, but it's acceptable to the world, not to God. You don't see anywhere in the Bible where it's condoned for people to be disrespectful to Jesus himself or his disciples, for people to be disrespectful to their elders. You don't see it anywhere in the Bible. Matthew 6:20-21. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. The enemy of our soul is stealing a lot from people that are calling themselves Christians. There's a lot of people with titles, prophets, apostles, pastors, teachers, preachers, that are disrespectful to the elders. I remember watching Apostle Sandra Thomas and Pastor Fred, how respectful they were to my mother. She was the mother of the church because she was their elder in many ways, because not only was she their aunt, but in age she was their elder. And yet she still respected them as her pastor, her leader. But they knew how to respect and honor her as an elder. If you're younger than your cousin, your mother, your father, who you usually are, not unless it's a spiritual mother or something, and you find yourself being disrespectful to them, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, your grandparents, I would ask you and challenge you to ask God, what legacy are you leaving? What legacy are you showing your children? Will your children honor you and respect you? Are you teaching them that disrespect is a norm? 2 Timothy 4:6-8. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. 2 Timothy 4:1-22 talks about us remembering to know that what we do is before God and the Lord our Jesus Christ, who will judge us, who will judge us quick. Proverbs 13:22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. What are you leaving them? No, I'm not talking about the money and the cars, but what are you leaving them? In love, teaching them about love. What are you leaving them in honoring and respecting their elders? What are you leaving them in teaching them the value of family? What are you leaving them? Are you leaving them an example of jealousy and covetousness, dishonesty and distrust, disrespect? Are you leaving them the fact that you trust God and that God is faithful? He's faithful and just. Are you leaving them, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you? Are you leaving them, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you thou shalt condemn? Are you leaving them that the revenge belongs to God? Are you leaving them that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the Almighty? And many shall fall at your left hand and your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. Are you leaving them, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for I know that God is with me? Are you relieving them the fact that they can remember that God is their strength, their fortress, their redeemer? Are you leaving them, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name? Many of them can't and hallow and reverence God because they haven't learned how to honor and respect their elders. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you leaving them in God we trust is more than about the currency having it on it, but it's a life of trusting God? Are you leaving the peace that surpasses all understanding and the joy unspeakable? Are you leaving them the fact that you are an example of how you are walking a pistol of the love of God, the forgiveness of God, the mercy of God? Are you leaving them the importance of intercession, praying for somebody else? Whether you know them or not, are you praying God-given prayers for others? What are you leaving them? I pray the legacy that you leave your children is that of love, of fellowship, of relationship, and mercy, of unity. Recently, I had some stuff that was going on, and this entity of the government took something from my family. And my family felt that I should replace it. This left was taken. And so I was going through hurt because I could not understand why my name was still on that thing that they took, or that the enemy of our souls had taken family. And so I was, angry with the family. I didn't understand why they thought that I owed them something that I didn't take, because I didn't know that it still existed. It was something I had helped them set up, but it was something that when I left, I thought they had made sure that I was off of it and maybe even closed it so that, my name would be free and clear of it. But they didn't. And so now, as the Lord has been blessing me to get free of that particular thing, I realized that I don't owe them, that the entity that took it from them owes them, and that I no longer need for them to beg my forgiveness, because I thought that they should have asked me for forgiveness. I thought that they should have apologized for keeping my name on something. And now I realize that I don't need their apology, that I need for them to get back what's owed them from the entity that took it from me, and that I will tell the truth and be there for them to let them know, no, I didn't know that it still existed, but that I no longer needed to feel guilt for something that I could not control, something that I did not even know still existed. But I realized that when they see it from their point of view, they may still believe that. And so the legacy that I live with them may be different than what is really in my heart. And so now the only thing that I'm going to do as an intercessor is not only pray for them, but pray for myself, because it took me a while to get here. I'm not going to try to, play it off. I was angry. I was hurt. I felt betrayed, and I didn't understand their anger and their requests from me. But now that God has revealed to me some things, I realize that just like I had to work to get some things clear and still are working on them, because some things people and governments and things will say you owe them, it's just because of a misunderstanding or someone didn't check a box or do something. And so then you have to work within that government entity to do whatever needs to be done so that you can clear your name. But sometimes you can clear your name with the government, but you can't clear it with family and friends. That's a whole other message in itself. So some of the things that we must learn in leaving a legacy is that I remember when Apostle Sandra Thomas told someone they had a certain reputation and they were upset because people still remember them that way. And she told them, you've been doing that for years and it's going to take years for it to go away. And so I realized that just as Jesus told people to put down their rocks, yeah, that's another message too, but people will throw rocks at you about the very things, or if not worse, that they're guilty of. And so all you can do from that is love people. So if nothing else is remembered about you, It could be the legacy of your love, your unrelentless love. So for Black History, do that right quick. That's the legacy. I realize that a lot of times we're celebrating the various presidents and the various singers and civil rights activists. But for my Black History Month and for my Black History Year, for my Black History Life, my celebration is my family. I celebrate Minister Sheila. I celebrate Minister Sylvia. I celebrate my brother, Billy, who's gone on. I celebrate my sister Minnie and my sister Leela and any other sister and brother that I don't know about. I celebrate my sisters that my mother raised or helped raise after their parents were gone on or their parents were sent here to be raised. So I celebrate my sister Dorothy. I celebrate my sister Sandra and Deborah and Linda and Carol. I celebrate all of the siblings that we were given to by my mother being such a blessing to help raise other people and their children. I celebrate my sister Sheila's children, each and every one of them, and their children's children. You know, I celebrate you, Taiwan. I celebrate you, Pinky. I celebrate you, T, and your seed and your seed seed. I celebrate you, Sylvia and Stan and Stanley. I celebrate you, Stanley. Celebrate you, Brandon. I celebrate their wives, their husbands, their sons, their daughters. I celebrate them. I celebrate my Aunt Sweetie and my Uncle Bucky and my Uncle George. Oh, I celebrate my Uncle Isaiah, my we call Little Mom, Big Mom. I mean, I just celebrate all of my siblings and who they're connected to, my parents and who they're connected to, my Aunt Frawley's and my Uncle Red's, I mean, my grandparents, Molly and George. I mean, I just celebrate the Seabury legacy. I celebrate the Kaiser legacy. I celebrate the Thomas and the Dickens and the Fair and the Smith legacy. I just celebrate it. I celebrate it. I celebrate. I celebrate Emmett Till and his mom and everyone that's connected to them. I celebrate my family. I celebrate my battle buddies. Hallelujah. I celebrate my friends and even my so-called friends. I celebrate everybody that's with me in ministry. I celebrate my leadership that I have now, that I've had in the past, that I'll have in the future, in the government, in the military. I celebrate God himself, who's the beginning of my legacy, and I'm a part of his legacy. I celebrate Jesus. I celebrate the Holy Spirit. I celebrate every neighbor that I've ever had. I'm celebrating the people of God. I celebrate every apostle, every pastor, every bishop, every teacher, every deacon, every deaconess, every minstrel. I celebrate every evangelist, every minister, every believer. I celebrate the people of God. I celebrate every usher. I celebrate every intercessor. I celebrate the intercessor of intercessor who's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us right now. I celebrate the legacy of Christianity. Hallelujah. I celebrate the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. I celebrate the legacy of God, his salvation plan. I celebrate the memories of history. I celebrate you, Sheila. Once again, I celebrate you. I celebrate you, Minister Sylvia. I celebrate you. I celebrate you, Minister Brandon. I celebrate you. I celebrate you, Prophet Anton. I celebrate you and your beautiful family, Lady Elect. our elect lady Michelle and your children and your children. So I celebrate you, Pastor Troy, and your children. I celebrate you, Kendra. I celebrate you, Demelva. I celebrate you. I celebrate you, Monty. I celebrate you, Joy. I celebrate you, Mia. And I celebrate you, Mia J. I celebrate you, Lisa. I celebrate you, Frankie. I celebrate you, Sandy. I celebrate you, Sheila, my battle bud. I celebrate you. I celebrate you, Elder Kendall. I celebrate you, Pastor Sandra Levine and Pastor Dolores Thomas. I celebrate you, Dr. Light. I celebrate everyone connected to Smile3E. I celebrate everyone that's connected to me and my family. I celebrate the people they call sisters and brothers that I may know and may not know. I celebrate my sister, Stan. When I say my sister, Stan, I'm getting ready to finish. Stan, her, my sister and her recommitment to Stan and his recommitment to her, I celebrate it. It is so, and so it is. I celebrate you. T, I celebrate you, girl. I celebrate you, Stanley. I celebrate you, Michaela. I celebrate you, Carlton. I celebrate you, Raven. I celebrate you, Kat. I celebrate you, Crystal. I celebrate you, Soleil. I celebrate you. I have so many people to celebrate. Minister Denise, Elder Tony. I have so many people to celebrate. Prophetess Tina, Bishop James E. Hilton and Molly Hilton. I celebrate your Joyce Hilton. I celebrate your Larry Hilton and your children and your children's children. I celebrate you, Apostle O'Neill. I celebrate you, Dr. Eckhart, Apostle Eckhart. I celebrate you, the presidents of the United States of America, that God is going to use you in whatever he allows. I accept. I celebrate you. This is a day of celebration. This is the year of celebration. This is the year of favor. I celebrate you, Carol and Ricky and all your children, Mama Doe and Papa Dotsie and all of your children and children's children, my grandparents and great-grandparents. I celebrate you. Hey, sweetie, I celebrate you. I thank God that you're all just with him right now. I celebrate you. I have so many relatives that I need to celebrate. I don't have time to call all your names out, but I celebrate you, the ones in Milwaukee, the ones in Toledo, the ones in Chicago, the ones in the 50 states of America, 51 states, the ones that's overseas, the ones wherever you are. My sister Minnie and her children, and my sister Mary, that's true. I mean, like I said, even the siblings I know not of, I celebrate you. Even those that would have spoken evil or thrown stones towards me, I celebrate you in the name of Jesus. May God mightily bless you in every area of your life so that you will be able to serve him with no lack, with no hindrance, but in the freedom of his word and of his love. That's all I have, Minister Sheila. I thank God for you. Once again, I celebrate you, my sister in Christ and my sister in biological DNA. I turn it over to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you for the spiritual reading of the word from the Bible. I thank you for celebrating all of us. I just thank God for the celebration of the family that he blessed us into. I thank you for the bloodline. I just thank you, God, for each and every one. As you say, can't name them all, or we'll be here for a while. I just want to thank and help with celebrate with you, each and every member, Brother Lewis, brother that's going on, to the family that I was once married into, that he has been deceased for a while, but I just bless each and every person that I have known of, even walked past, seen, just say hi. Lord, I thank you for each and every person in this world. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to us this morning, listening to Dr. Apostle Dr. Elect, excuse me, Cecilia Kaiser, and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, which we come to you each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I would like for you to listen to us on Monday nights for Iron Sharpened Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, along with myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also on Fridays with God Still Heal with Elder Kathy Kendall, it's 9 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I just want to say, Lord, I thank you for blessing us through this bloodline of this family you have brought us into that is all for you and for you and only for you as I can remember. There's never a day that's not going past where we don't thank the Lord for blessing us to be a child of his and living on this earth. I want to say to each and every one of you, never forget when you wake up in the morning to tell our Father God and our Son, I call my big brother, Christ Lord Jesus, thank you for the two best men of all, the Father and the Son, that we have been blessed with another birthday, another day of life, a new day to learn and to praise and to worship him more and thank him. Lord, I just want to thank you and thank you and thank you for each and every one. Now I ask you to tune in to us on Sunday mornings, Sunday nights, and Friday nights, and never forget, God is the head of our lives because yet another day we are here to thank him and to praise his name. So I want to say thank you. And I pray that God forever bless you and you forever thank him and praise him and the Son, for they are here, whether you like it or not. They are the reason for you another day, whether you might say so or not. Not the alarm clock, not your child, not no noise, due to their goodness and their blessings and their love. We are here for another day, and I believe, and I should say, that's something you should never forget. Thank you, amen, and I'll have a blessed, safe, worshiping day for the Father and our Son. Thank you.